electrical system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're gonna win at the borders. We're gonna win, and we're gonna keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
September 10th, 2023, this is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org. and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We have really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So your donation will really be appreciated and keeps Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, just call in every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time at 641-793-2531, or go on your computer, just go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B and click the little green arrow, and you will hear live The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world, and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, on August 29th, a White Hat controlled Air Burke class destroyer shot down a State Department 767 carrying 180 FEMA personnel flying from Honolulu to Florida via a stopover at San Francisco International Airport, my source in General Smith's office revealed. The shootdown occurred at 2:15 a.m., approximately 300 nautical miles east of Oahu. The plane was flying at 37,000 feet when struck by a single standard missile 3, SM-3, the 767 broke apart mid-air as it plummeted into the ocean. A day earlier, U.S. Marines in Maui learned that FEMA Director Danielle Corswell was ordering staff in Hawaii to leave for the Florida Panhandle in participation of Hurricane Isla's immediate landfall. They heard that Criswell had appropriated a State Department aircraft scheduled to depart Honolulu at 2 o'clock a.m. the following morning, an hour at which only few flights, this is 2 a.m. in the morning, few flights, mostly air cargo, would be arriving or leaving the airport. If all intel was correct, FEMA personnel would muster a terminal number 2 ahead of the 2 a.m. departure for runway 26R. My source said it's odd that insignificant field supervisors knew which runway they'll be using the next day, since those details are usually determined on the flight deck by the air traffic controller. You know, depending on the conditions of the airport and everything, those runway designations changes by the hour. But no decision was made to just arbitrarily blow the plane up out of the sky. We wanted to compare agents boarding the plane against a lengthy list of FEMA terrorizers that caused havoc in Lahaina, my source said. That, he added, meant putting undercover operatives in the terminal at odd hours of the morning amidst a pack of FEMA predators entering, ready to fly out. My source said a lot of people, including hundreds of children, are missing. Our concern was that FEMA could sneak kidnap kids out of Hawaii on that flight. Meanwhile, General Eric Smith at Camp Pendleton convened an emergency meeting of the White Hat Council to discuss the fate of the felonious FEMA brigands. According to my source, a heated dispute ensued over whether they should stand trial or face swift type of justice, with Eric Smith explaining he positioned the destroyer near the Hawaiian Islands to search for FEMA ships. He said the vessel was manned and carried a full complement of harpoon and anti-ship and surface-to-air ballistic missiles. General Smith argued that if spotters in the airport proved no civilians and no children were aboard the 767, it would be knocked out from the sky to prevent the agents from causing further mayhem in Florida. Historical precedent, he explained, showed FEMA's unquenchable thirst for never missing an opportunity to capitalize on man-made or natural disasters, occasions to abuse and intimidate people pushed into life or death situations of destitute and squalor. Three dissenters, however, in the meeting argued in favor of drafting formal charges and holding the military tribunals, saying that subjectively murdering 200 people would mirror the deep state's criminal tactics and further tarnish the White Hat's impeccable reputation. Quote, "We become the very monsters we're tasked to arresting, one said, recommending instead that the U.S. Marines apprehend the passengers once the plane landed in Florida. The easy path isn't always the right path." The general reminded them that White Hats had previously taken extraordinary action by sinking a FEMA ship off the California coast in July. He reportedly considered less forcible proposals, but ultimately decided to eliminate FEMA's threat if predictable. General Smith made the ultimate choice when the spotters in the airport called in and said everyone passing through security at the hour was with FEMA. All adults, no children, no civilians. At least half were supervisors that oversaw death and destruction in Maui. A couple of them said they recognized their faces. While FEMA boarded the 767, the destroyer's crew checked the ship's radar for nearby surface contacts or air traffic. Flights in and out of Honolulu transverse established and often congested airspace and cargo, and cruise ships frequented the seas below, any one of which couldn't miss a streak of light, a spectacular fireball appearing suddenly in the pitch black sky. Just remember, folks, this is 2 o'clock in the wee hours of the morning, a.m. As luck would have it, the airways and the oceans were clear, at least on radar, when the plane at cruising altitude entered the engagement envelope. The ship's commander waited for General Smith's order to fire or abort. General Smith reportedly replied, "Engage," and the destroyer launched a missile at the unsuspecting airplane, striking it with closing velocity greater than 5,000 miles per hour. The kinetic warhead pinched a gaping hole in the aluminum fuselage, causing the instantaneous decompression, and the 767 lost flight control and developed into a spin and dropped into a watery grave. We didn't pick up a mayday call when the missile hit, but FEMA probably knew they lost the plane pretty quickly. How the deep state handles it is up to them. We suspect that they will cover up the loss as they always have done. No one will hear a thing about it, my source said. Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're at war and the deep state is trying to kill us. So these guys that all died in that plane were direct attackers or supervisors of the people that did direct attack. I mean, they were picking up people trying to escape and filling them with bullets and then burning them and throwing them into a mass grave in Cahonia. That's just some of the things they did when they you know, brought food and supplies. They kept them from landing with food and supplies. They're already hungry and starving and thirsty people. So these people are out to kill you. And this was a good thing. I'm glad that these FEMA people are missing from the earth. Now, Greg Hunter gave a good explanation about the current political theater we're living in when he says all the trouble Donald Trump is facing comes down to one simple thing that scares the heck out of the deep state globalists. Trump could win and win big in 2024, period. End of discussion. A second Trump presidency could destroy everything the so-called uniparty holds dear. They are trying to stop him any way they can. He has 91 pending felony charges spanning 4 separate legal cases. The deep state must feel that it's not a sure thing as they are bringing back masks, COVID-19 injections, lockdowns, and mail-in ballots because they worked so well last time, so we've got to bring them back. We can't have Donald Trump win again. Donald Trump comes out last week and calls the new COVID variants fear-mongering and a lunatic ploy to rig the 2024 election. Dr. Johnny thinks he's totally right, and I am counting on a big resistance to more COVID lies and lockdowns destroying our lives and liberty than last time. I'm hoping more people object. Let's see how far they get. After all, in my opinion, they need enough stupid people to power, you know, in power to pull it off. Another lockdown and mandates. It takes stupid people to do that, folks. The scary part is there are a lot of stupid people out there. I've seen people starting to wear a mask again. What happened with the deadly Lahaina wildfires in Hawaii? That's a good question, and nobody seems to know or will allow anyone to find out. All the good news that's coming out that's accurate about that, people, they're trying to suppress it. We know there are thousands of unaccounted for. Many of those are children. There's supposedly more than 1,500 children missing. We know police are shutting down drone traffic attempting to take video or pictures. The police are now allowing anyone to enter the burned out town of Lahaina. We know that there is a black fabric wall 10 feet high around the perimeter of the town so no one can see what's going on inside. We know the lying legacy media is silent about this, which is a lie by omission. We know that we don't know much, and we also know information is kept from the public. The question is why? Why are they treating us like mushrooms? If you're wondering why I say that, just think how you grow mushrooms. You keep them in the dark and you feed them crap. We see oil inventories are crashing and oil prices are rising. Are we going to have a new round of inflation in the form of higher gasoline prices? Many say yes, but are we also going to have a new round of deflation at the same time? The answer is also yes, as office buildings in many cities are now selling for fractions, pennies on the dollar of the original price. Yes, prices for office space has gone down. What used to be top office space in destination cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles are imploding. What does that mean? And I'm not talking just those cities. There's other cities too. Detroit, there's other cities. That means big trouble is already here. There's no stopping it this time. Deflation is a financial destructive force like no other. But it's not all doom and gloom. Dr. Johnny has more information giving you hope to continue having faith in the human spirit. However, John Bourne also had a warning about Google that I wanted to share with you today. I thought his insights were spot on. John Goins says Google, which is owned by Alphabet Inc., is worth roughly $1.7 trillion, a number that rivals the GDP of some first-class nations, first-world nations. This Goliath recently decided that the First Amendment no longer applies to U.S. citizens. While others in Silicon Valley tried tied to the World Economic Forum and the United Nations continue to build a Trojan horse of neo-feudalism, Internet censorship has grown since the Obama administration, and to be an unregulated wild beast, it's out of control. All the shadow banning and all the people getting pushed off, or their posts just completely eliminated. A subtle yet powerful effective tool utilized by the deep state criminal government, addicted to accelerating the old age Hegelian dialectic ruse to control the populace, synthesizing order out of chaos. You know, create the problem, people scream, bring the solution for the problem that you created. Fast forward to 2023 and the barely acknowledged federal lawsuit, Missouri versus Biden, is revealing a cancerous censorship network that grew between big tech, U.S. intelligence agencies, the Biden administration, and given cover by Mockingbird Media that violently drowned the First Amendment in favor of a level of totalitarianism that directly threatens national security. Take a little drink of water here. Ah, so good. As the New York Post reported, so far, 67 officials or agencies, including the FBI, have been accused in the lawsuit of violating the First Amendment by pressuring Facebook, Twitter, and Google to censor users for alleged misinformation or disinformation. The problem is, this misinformation, disinformation proved to be true. For instance, Exhibit A, the Hunter Biden laptop, which stirred up the panic in public to censor with criminal abandon and begin with. You know, anybody that knows anything about Hunter laptop, how come, you know, when he was arrested, he just gets a slap on the wrist? You know, unhindered, the Department of Defense contracted a New York-based AI company to deploy software to target disinformation on social media in real time. U.S. Special Operations Command contracted Accelerate AI to predict and neutralize harmful and viral disinformation and deep fakes created by AI-generated synthetic media, claims the company's CEO. Meanwhile, Google continues to interfere in U.S. elections, pioneer the forced entry of AI's deep mind in our personal lives, and replace the populist Mockingbird Media with AI journalists, while creating an online media ecosystem that will eliminate disinformation, i.e. independent journalism. However, Section 230 continues to shield big tech from a tsunami of lawsuits, as our bought and paid for nothing Congress allows Google to eventually replace them with a one world government. But fear not, there is a plan in place. John Sobol, the founder of the event planning and production company, The Patriot Voice, was joined during his Twitter X Space interview. He interviewed Dr. Jan Harper Hayes, and Dr. Johnny took notes because Dr. Jan Harper Hayes is a real heroine in our awakening process of what's really going on. Dr. Jan Harper Hayes, on her August 3rd appearance on British television morning show last month, went viral when she claimed to be part of a 12-member Department of Defense task force that's advising the U.S. military PSYOP team to help them determine their next moves in the current fifth-generation war. I reported about this on my shows before, in the weeks before. But in this disclosure, Dr. Jan goes into more detail that in previous interviews that she did, and also basically affirms a lot of things that are present in the Q material, and based on her statements, we might assume that she was hired by the same team that is behind Q, whose chief axiom is think for yourself. Really good slogan, think for yourself. I think it's important. It seems to me that she's appearing now because this same team is concerned about the morale of those who are already awake to the fifth generation war and who see this communist nightmare dragging on and on and on, that many are beginning to lose hope. She appears to have been sent to restore our hope by telling us that thousands of very capable people are fighting against evil on our behalf. I bring you about the arrest on my show that nobody's reporting on, and they are fighting, we are eliminating this scourge of Satanism from the planet. However, Dr. Jan backs up all that. She claims what have been largely ignored, had a small account on Truth Social, not been posted on GBN News video, had Donald Trump not retruthed her post with the comment, Donald Trump said, quote, Dr. Jan Harper Hayes is fantastic. Everyone has got to watch her interview on election fraud with the poor sap who got taken apart by her. Thank you, Don Jr., for putting this masterpiece out for the public to see. We all know it's a witch hunt. This all went viral. The virality of the video increased when former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn replied to Trump's Truth Social post saying, and I quote from Michael Flynn, said, such a clear presentation of what we're facing and what will likely happen. MAGA, our freedom, must be guarded, he said. So according to Donald Trump and General Michael Flynn, Dr. Jan is spot on. Dr. Jan tells John in this interview, the toughest problem we are facing as a nation is the ironclad programming of a large portion of the population where no amount of evidence can shake their rigid belief in what are obvious mainstream media lies, in addition to their implacable Trump derangement syndrome. You just say to some of these liberal leftists, you just mention the word Donald Trump and they go crazy. They just go fly apart into a rage. She says a large portion of her team's work is about attempting to understand the mental blocks and the programming involved with these people in a Trump deranged syndrome. She says, I'm worried about the cognitive dissonance that is eventually going to happen to them. There's going to be a triggering event soon, and I think that big triggering event is going to be that Georgia case that's now going to be streamed on YouTube and carried on television as well. So we're going to watch court trials of Donald Trump right on TV. She says that's going to be the big event. And Trump has all the evidence to prove that the 2020 Georgia election was stolen. And Fulton County DA Fannie Willis has now provided Trump with the venue and the subpoena power to present the evidence in court and, you know, all that evidence, and to re-litigate that election case. She also notes that Joe Biden has been renewing Trump's executive orders, suggesting that Biden is actually under Trump's control, which Dr. Johnny reported on my show several times. Nobody believes it. And Dr. Jan says that once the normies realize this, that Biden's under Trump's control, they're really going to be in a shock. They're going to have a meltdown. She reiterates and goes on into more detail with John about the claims she made during her appearance on GBN News that she is part of a defense, Operation Defense, you know, Department of Defense Task Force. She's also the military, particularly the Space Force, has all of the evidence of exactly what happened to the 2020 and 2022 elections, as the legitimate ballots bore watermarks and the fake ones did not. She says the military knows they got all the goods, and those goods are going to be presented in the Georgia lawsuit against Donald Trump. He's going to have the chance to show the receipts. Trump also stepping down after the stolen 2020 election because he knew that if he presented the evidence early on, there would be a civil war. Also, he felt that the people needed to see how bad things could get under a blackmailed Manchurian candidate like Joe Biden, that China is proven over and over again has been paying money to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, millions of dollars all the time they've been getting from China. She adds, it is the same reason that he is commander-in-chief, and being commander-in-chief, evidently, the Supreme Court separated the federal role of president and separated the commander-in-chief of the military. And because Congress did not respond to several of his executive orders in declaring a national emergency, he's turned it all over to the military. I'll repeat that. This is very key. Dr. Jan is spot on. It's the same reason that he is commander-in-chief, and being commander-in-chief, evidently the Supreme Court separated the federal role of president and separated the commander-in-chief of the military. So that way you could have Biden as president and have Trump be commander-in-chief. She also said because the Congress did not respond to several of Trump's executive orders in declaring a national emergency, he turned it all over to the military. I knew it at the time, and I still know it now, and she's coming out publicly and saying that. Thank you, Dr. John. She also notes that there are only 7 people that are not part of the military that really know what's going on. She says the fictional novel Double Crossfire by Brigadier General A.J. Tata, who is number 3 at the Pentagon at the time, contains a lot of truth about what really happened. That's a book called Double Crossfire by Brigadier General A.J. Tata. Has a lot of truth in that book. Dr. Jan goes on to say, I would just encourage people to get Double Crossfire book if you want to understand some of the game that's going on and to be able to compare that to the Patrimonian that is going on, this fake show that we're seeing right now and that we have been living through. She also says that Trump's September 12, 2018 Executive Order 1384-8 was designed to combat foreign interference in U.S. elections with a focus on the 2020 election. Dr. Jan asked, how did he know there would be so much illegal activity going on for the 2020 election? She also continues, when Trump walked in front of Queen Elizabeth as they inspected the Queen's guard, that was an optic. He broke protocol. He walked right in front of the Queen and led the way, and she followed just like a little puppy dog. That was all optics to tell the world that he was about to bankrupt the U.S. corporation and the U.S. to go back to the Republic at the end of 2020. Also, the U.S. corporation was a creation of the 1871 Treaty of Washington, which Dr. Jan describes as an association between the U.S. federal government, the Crown, and the Vatican, with the U.S. corporation in Washington, D.C., providing the military, the City of London providing the financing, and the Vatican providing the banking. With all three jurisdictions being technically foreign within their host countries. So Italy, UK, as well as the United States, all had this implant of deep state that has its own power. Washington, D.C. is not a state that or part of the United States. It's a foreign-owned territory. 10 miles square, to be exact. In essence, she said, the 1871 treaty restored the U.S. to its pre-Revolutionary War vassalage to the United Kingdom and put the bankers in control of our lives. Basically, the cabal that you've heard reference to, there are 12 families that really control finances around the globe, she says. Also, she elaborates and says it took 650 plane loads to remove all the gold from the Vatican, which was then sent to Fort Knox under Donald Trump's orders, and a couple of other locations. And, of course, the Pope wasn't too happy about that. She also elaborates on that Joe Biden is the legitimate president of the morbid, bankrupt U.S. corporation, not the United States of America Republic. In addition to reiterating and flashing out these points Dr. Jan previously made, Dr. Jan gives us more details, telling that when Trump went to Saudi Arabia, he presented them with a vast cash stack of evidence of child sex trafficking and pedophilia within their royal kingdom. This resulted in the arrest of dozens of members of the Saudi royal family. She says the fraud is very widespread, and any Republicans claiming that there's no election fraud are in the fraud and owe their seats to rigged elections. That's how they got there, is because their elections were rigged, because they're rhinos. She continues just let me make another comment about the Space Force, she said. Donald Trump transferred communications from all divisions of the military to the Space Force is not about going to the moon or Mars or anything like that. It is about cyber communication because, as Trump has said, he's a wartime president. We are at war. We're not in a kinetic war. Hopefully, it won't come to that. But we are in an informational war, a fifth generation war, and that is what allowed him to file national emergencies and turn things over to the military. And speaking of the military, Dr. Jan says tens of thousands of National Guard troops who were sent to Washington, D.C. before the inauguration and who put razor wire fencing around the Capitol were actually ordered by Trump. The other person with the authority to do, the only person with the authority to do so at that time. Many people thought the troops were there, were being ordered by the Democrats. So that's not true. Trump put them there. Dr. Jan continues, it's my understanding that there are a million National Guards around the world right now. I've been told that it's the Navy that has the greatest credibility from the legal standpoint in that there is a ship off of Israel. There is a ship in Asia. I think Japan, there's a ship, you know, right by Japan, there's a ship in the Mediterranean where military tribunals are being conducted. So this is five different ships around the world that are conducting military tribunals. So far, those of us who've been looking at this clown show world and thinking we have been watching some kind of show, Dr. Jan is here to validate what some have already suspected. This is not a U.S. plan. It's far bigger. It's a global plan. When you got tribunals going on a ship off Israel, on a ship in Asia, on a ship off Japan, on a ship in the Mediterranean. Also Guantanamo Bay, Greenland, Azores, El Salvador, as well as Guam and Camp Blas. All those tribunals are going on. And as she pointed out, the Navy is the only one that has credibility. That's the main reason why Dr. Johnny is bringing you the reports from the JAG, the Judge Advocate Naval Corps, the JAG Corps. I used to live in Pensacola, Florida, folks. That's one of the main JAG locations. I mean, when the officer candidates graduate, see, they used to all go to Annapolis, which is right, you know, in Virginia, Maryland, right in there. And that's where all the naval officers will graduate from. But when I was in Pensacola in 1994, 1995, all through the 90s, they finished their school, and they built a whole big facility there at Pensacola Naval Air Station, home of the Blue Angels. And so I think it was 1996, the Navy had enough of the dormitories and all the classrooms and everything else to start their new program. And then I think it was 1996. It may have been 1995. But anyway, it was in that time. But once they made that decision to go ahead and use that new facility in Pensacola Naval Air Station, then the OCS, the Officer Candidate School graduates, they would go 2 years in Annapolis and then the last 2 years in Pensacola, because Pensacola had the air base there and some of those officers were becoming, you know, Top Gun and blah, blah, blah. So they'd do flight training and aeronautics there in those last 2 years in Pensacola Naval Air Station. So Pensacola is big, very important. So I used to run in the Blue Angel Marathon. I think I did the 95 Marathon, the 96, 97 Marathon. And all these young guys, you know, between 18 and 26, all of a sudden appeared in Pensacola just within, you know, weeks. All of a sudden we had, I don't know, 5,000 or 6,000 more officer cadets that would appear and finish their schooling. So after that, you know, hey, the beaches were crowded with all these OCS guys. So when I ran my marathon, they're like, oh, oh, you know, ooh, ooh, you know, they're out there. And so, you know, I ran the marathons and it was all great. And the Blue Angel flew over and that's when the gun went off and we would start our marathon, run all the way through downtown Pensacola and all the way back to the base. And so there are good memories. And I digress, but hey, you know, I went through that and that's why I bring you what's going on in JAG. Because I have a source there, okay? I have a source there, and they only report exactly what they give me. I don't change anything. So just let you know, that's the source, is JAG out of Pensacola, okay? They're big Navy there, but you know what, folks? The deep state's going down. The $500 million bribe failed. And Benjamin Fulford says that reporting on the world events each week these days is like taking a still motion picture of ongoing train wreck. Because he sees the deep state going down, but they just won't give up. During this past week, a lot of damage has taken place at an accelerated rate. And revolution, civil war, permanent slavery, or anarchy for Americans and the West could happen as early as October. Multiple sources agree, and Dr. Johnny agrees. You remember last week I said October 4th, that EBS test, emergency broadcasting test, is going to be deep state. Turn your phones off at 2 o'clock, October 4th, okay? Don't forget that, because they'll triangulate you. It's a way for them to figure out where everybody is and who everybody is, because they got the list of all the phone numbers. They know who everybody is. This way they can tell where you are. So just turn your phones off October 4th. Dr. Johnny and the military is going to turn their phones off from, you know, 2 o'clock or after lunch, and then turn it back on maybe that evening. So all the military is doing it, at least all the white hat military is going to do it. So it's not just Dr. Johnny and his patients that are going to do it. It's all the white hat military. So the people supporting revolution, nationalization of the Federal Reserve Board, and restoration of democracy in the West are not part of the current establishment. They're the white hats. These include people like Colonel Douglas McGregor and Judge Anna von Ritz. We have recently received a handwritten postcard from her, he says, and we can confirm she is a genuine human being and not an AI plant. Colonel McGregor was a longtime supporter of Donald Trump, who now realizes he is not the man to save the USA. He says all this stuff that's going along is creating an illusion in the justice system. He says with Congress, the judicial system is compromised and getting elected president in the current system is meaningless. He says they're selling the ship of state into the biggest storm in history. He says the ruling class in Washington needs to go away. The question is, how do we get rid of them? That is what has to be done. The American people need to understand a two-party system is an illusion. The bankers think we can become happy serfs on their plantations, he says. Those pushing towards civil war are backers of the establishment, candidates like, you know, Donald Trump and the Obama avatar, Joe Biden. Mudslinging and lawfare against each other is dominating the corporate news cycle. It's confusing everybody, folks. And really, right now, both the white hats and the black hats, they're trying to confuse people so no one really knows what's going on. It's so important. But I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you some valid hopium just before this from Dr. Jan. But no, this is a big show. And there's mudslinging going all around, and people get dirty in their thoughts about what's going on. But he says it's now obvious only civil war will resolve the situation unless people wake up to the fact that all the actors are working for the Caesarian Mafia. And turn the U.S. into a mega Ukraine to help enslave American people further. Well, that's generally the direction that the deep state wants to do. The Caesarian Mafia is pushing a series of manufactured emergencies such as a civil war in an attempt to scare people into a farm animal submission. The emergencies include, these emergencies they're pushing are a pandemic, you know, more COVID, more lockdowns, more vaccines, you know, climate change, all-out nuclear war, and, of course, the alien invasion. These are the emergencies they're pushing. If none of these forces prevail, then anarchy and social collapse are certain in the U.S. and most of the West. This would be the worst possible alternative. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. People will wake up to the fact. You know, I'm just telling you, it might not be long before we have that EBS emergency broadcast with martial law. And of course, even though it may be a deep state plan to have the alien invasion, well, that gives all the white hats a chance to step in and take over if they push that. The biggest was the failure of the last ditch attempt of the Rockefellers to stay in power. And they're trying to get another foothold. And with a $500 billion bribe, that's how North America-based CIA source describes the situation. This $500 billion bribe, he said many deep state people were expecting money from the Rockefellers today, which is September 1st, but nobody got a penny. They went all around the world to various banks and found out their accounts were either not there or drained of funds, and the money the IRS collects is supposed to go to the Rockefeller banks all around, but nobody anywhere saw any of the money appear. The only right way now, the U.S. is barely floating. Very many big boats may sink in the next few weeks. They said, these insiders. Another huge and underreported event was a split between India and China at the last BRICS meeting over control of global financial system, a visible sign that Chinese President Xi Jinping not going to this week's G20 meeting in India. He didn't go. The Caesarian Mafia has been sucking up to the Indian Prime Minister Modi by offering them a cornucopia of promises, including leadership of Caesarian Mafia-controlled G20. See, they want to get, you know, Kamala Harris in there, who's of Indian descent, India for India. Her dad's from India. Well, no, her dad, I think, is Jamaican, and her mom's from India. But anyway, the guy running things in UK, he's from India. So they're trying to cozy up to Prime Minister of India, cozy up to Modi, and trying to get control. But the Chinese say that the G20 has been replaced by the BRICS 11, and thus there's no point in attending a Western-controlled G20 meeting, and the Russians agree. That's why Vladimir Putin would also skip the event. Things are expecting to come to a head September 18th and 19th as the United Nations General Assembly convenes in a last-minute Khazarian Mafia push to use Agenda 2030 to create a totalitarian world government controlled by them. The failure of the Rockefeller's $500 billion bribe attempt means this agenda is almost certainly doomed at this point. The fact is that the United Nations is a privately owned, unelected organization, and most of its so-called leaders attending their events are all bribed, blackmailed puppets that didn't get any money. They didn't get any money this time around because this fiscal end of their little fiscal year, they're supposed to get our taxpayer dollars. But no, the deep state running the country, the United States, the Bush team running things, couldn't afford to do that. This is why they cut off funding for the UN, the BIS, which is the Bank of International Settlements, the IMF, and the World Bank, and other Khazarian Mafia-controlled institutions. That $500 billion taxpayer dollars did not make it. The lack of money is flushing out deep state actors who've tried to stay hidden until now, but they're coming out singing like a canary. Dr. Johnny will bring you more details after these messages.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. I'm Dr. Johnny, and I want to do a little housekeeping. Next week, next Sunday, I will not be doing a live show because I'll be doing speeches in Las Vegas on Sunday, Saturday, and Friday of next weekend. If you want information about that, I'm speaking at the Biomed Expo. I'm also on several panels with doctors. And I also will be attending an adjunct event, all connected to the same venue, called the Alien Event. And I'll be making speeches at that as well and be on several panels there because they want Dr. Johnny as an expert. They've invited me, and, you know, it's been about 10 years since I've done any public speaking. I used to do it all the time in the 80s and 90s. I did a lot of workshops for doctors and then just did a lot of overall speeches and radio shows and things. But then, I don't know, it was around 2012 or 13 or 14 or something. I don't know, it's been like 10 years since I've really done any public speaking because I was always heckled and attacked. Someone was, if you speak the truth, you know, you're going to be attacked. And that's just the way it was. But anyway, so if anybody wants information about Dr. Johnny in Las Vegas this coming weekend, I'll be happy to send it to you and send you all the information you need about the Alien Event and the Medical Expo. I'll be speaking to doctors as well as on a team of doctors on a panel. And so just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the consultation tab, or you'll see the little pop-up tab to get on the list of my membership. So either one, put your email there and put a note and saying, send me information about your speeches in Las Vegas, Las Vegas info, and I'll be happy to email that to you. Okay, so back to what I was saying. It's very important. See, with this lack of money, that this $500 billion payoff to IMF and, you know, paying everybody all their funny money that they need to keep going, to keep their deep state trauma going for the United Nations, Bank of International Settlements, IMF, World Bank, you know, with our taxpayer dollars, by the way, they couldn't do it this time. This $500 billion bribe just didn't go. So all this lack of money is flushing out deep state actors because they were checking their bank accounts, waiting for that account to be filled, and it never was filled. And one example, you know, and they're starting to come forward saying, well, you know, if you don't pay me, I'll become a whistleblower, right? One example is an individual by the name of Matthew Hornby, who contacted the White Dragon Society asking for help. A huge bribe offer was made in getting Neil Keenan to cash gold-backed bonds in his possession. He didn't do that either. These are seized, $134 billion in U.S. Treasury bonds that were part of the 2009 Sheshko affair. Hornby's people also tried to claim that Keenan was the one and only who has possession of the sealed black book and fostered by his predestined superior authority and pinnacle power brokers over the world's financial systems, exclusively of the Eastern Dragon Family Financial Instruments. Well, that didn't make go through. The problem with Keenan's colleagues say he was murdered in 2014. He was replaced by a Rothschild imposter who did not even know Keenan had a son in Bulgaria. Hornby contacted the White Dragon Society because the Rothschilds were told by ancient secret societies to do so. The White Dragon Society, however, will only negotiate directly with the Rothschilds and not with one of their agents. No matter what, though, according to White Dragon family, the bonds in question are their property. The original Keenan had absconded with them and stole them. So the Rothschilds stole stolen property and naively thought they would be able to use it to stay in control of the world's financial system, but they couldn't cash that out either. Another deep state actor who needs to be exposed is Leo Zagami. Oh, he's a real jewel, this guy. Man, he's a Satanist if there ever was one. Of the P2 Freemasons, for the same reason Zagami fails to mention Pope Francis was killed in 2020 and replaced with a mask-wearing imposter who takes orders directly from the Rothschild. Why is that? Well, Zagami did not respond to an email about any of this. Zagami told Benjamin Fulford when he met with him and his people, they were going to put Barack Obama in power to kind of coax China into thinking, well, we'll put a black president in there to fool them all one more time. He also said that P2 Freemasons created communism in that same process. Backing all this up, as former Speaker Newt Gingrich knows, Obama controls clearly cognitive disadvantage Joe Biden, who is just the tip of the iceberg of the real corruption involving Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and other deep state players, the Bush machine. Since Biden is just a puppet for Obama and their actions are clearly communist, this implies Zaghami is involved in supporting the horrific fake Biden regime. Regardless, Obama has now been outed. His brother, Malik Obama, will be interviewed and has been interviewed by Tucker Carlson, or will be interviewed by Tucker Carlson on Tuesday, September 19th. Will Malik Obama survive until then? Until the 19th? We'll see. Because he's already come out and said that his brother is a fake and born in Kenya and all this stuff, and gay and all this stuff. He's come out and swinging right and left. He doesn't like his brother Barack Obama. This is the billion-dollar question. Will Malik Obama survive and make it to Tucker Carlson's interview that night? We will soon see. Another Khazarian Mafia power broker who has tried and to stay hidden is UK Cabinet Secretary Simon Case. Two separate MI6 sources say Case and Khazarian Mafia tap all of the minister, Prime Minister's phones and all the MP's phones of the senior judges. The operation is run out of the GQ2 based in Vauxhall Cross. MI6 are powerless to shut it down. GQ2 Director Sir John Scarlett, implicated in the Diana assassination, in turn supplies blackmail summaries to Case and Cabinet Officer Sanuk. You know, the Sanuk, the big leader, the Indian leader there, is gay and not out of all that. But they add that Case and Sanuk know about the bribes being paid by the European Union and former Prime Minister Boris Johnson of all the EU withdrawal treaties, which is of the 10 billion euros. Each of them is 10 million euros, and it all adds up into the billions. This is why British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace resigned. Sanuk has replaced him with Grant Shapps, who is lurking behind him. As soon as Shapps was announced, British Army Captain BAE Systems set up a legal entity in Ukraine to offer more direct support to that country at war with Russia. MI6 sources say this is just a massive money laundering operation to drain more of the British citizens' money. Needless to say, the UK military is not going to follow orders from Shapps, Case, or Sanuk, the MI6 sources say. The White Hats aren't going to follow the deep staters. In any case, Kenan and Zaghami and Case are just some of the many people vying for control of the world's financial system. The problem is they are all Westerners. The rest of the world wants to replace Western rule with something that actually represents the real world. As Russian President Vladimir Putin notes, the shift of the center of economic political activity outside of the West is a completely objective and inevitable process that is above and beyond the current global political situation, he says. It's going to happen. It's imminent. There are some signs of this process, which is especially evident in Africa. In Gabon, the military seized power following the re-election of President Ali Bongo. Bongo was an Obama protege who's feted from Washington to Davos. They fly him all around. But The military seized power. They didn't want a deep state or running countries. The military is white hat there in Gabon. And this Bongo is a key player in the war on Libya by the Khazaria Mafia. And a huge cash stash of Bongo was found, which is typical of the Khazaria Mafia control puppet leaders, all these suitcases full of cash in one of his estates. Meanwhile, in Niger, thousands rallied in the capital of Niamey to demand that former colonel ruler France, which is France, withdraw its troops from the country. This is all part of an African-wide revolution against the Khazaria Mafia. Central Sahara countries is where the military has seized power. They don't want deep state control in their countries anymore. Trust me, the white hats are getting control. Since the countries form a line right across the southern edge of the Sahara, it looks like some sort of major transport corridor is being prepared there, presumably as part of the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative. In East Asia, ex-Prime Minister Thaksin has returned to Thailand and asked for a royal pardon. His return last week coincided with political ally and former tycoon Sirleta Theravinsian winning a parliamentary vote to become prime minister that same day. That royal family, sources say, a deal has been made with the military and the monarchy, and this almost certainly means the Rothschilds and Rockefellers have now lost control of the royal Thai gold that is helping keep them barely afloat. The North Korea has chipped in with their pitch with a simulated tactical nuclear strike against the U.S. mainland. You never believe this, folks. A revolution is definitely needed in the U.S. and Japan, North Korea says. North Korean sources admit. Meanwhile, in Israel, more and more Jews are fleeing the country as it turns into a satanic theocracy and no longer capable of defending the country. Russia is trying to lure many of them back because many of these Russian Jews have fled the old Soviet system, and now Russia is saying, hey, come on back. You know, wear white hats. You don't have to deal with that satanic theocracy that's, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu. The NATO defeat in Ukraine is accelerating this process because it is shutting down a money laundering operation that's kept the Khazaria Mafia going. The Ukraine is a cash cow for the Uniparty in Washington, says Colonel Douglas McGregor. He adds the Ukrainians have admitted 400,000 dead. That's more dead than we had 3 years of fighting in World War II, he says. The war is over. It's been lost, he says. With defeat comes a finger-pointing and corruption investigations. The Hungarian government is demanding European Union and the Ukrainian authorities provide a detailed report on how exactly 50 to 7 billion euros previously allocated to Ukraine were spent. It's all gone. And Hungarian Foreign Minister says, in the U.S., meanwhile, Representative Brad Winstrup, Republican from Ohio, the chairman of the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, wants to know what the U.S. Department of Justice is doing to recover an estimated $280 billion in U.S. COVID-19 relief spending that allegedly flowed to criminals inside and outside the United States. Already, Ukrainian oligarch Igor Kolomensky, who is widely seen as President Vladimir Lozinski's puppet master, has been detained pending trial for alleged money laundering. They caught Zelensky's boss. Also, Ukraine's defense minister has been dismissed from his post. His dismissal comes amid a wider anti-corruption drive. Polish intelligence has also supplied evidence of the sort of atrocities this money laundering operation has funded. They say 13 out of 15 Russian spies who were detained in Poland turned out to be Ukrainians. From them, they found out about ads circulating on the dark net offering Ukrainian and Russian children for sale. One ad reads, "There are 6, 7, and 9-year-old bunnies. We'll bring them to Poland. Payment in Bitcoin is accepted." It says the children will be sent from Kyiv, you know, directly to Poland. Some advertisements even mention the blood type of the children, suggesting that it's not just sexual slavery, but organ harvesting. Let us recall the existence of the website Children of War, created by the regime in Kyiv, my source says. Now just ask yourself, why did Netflix and Amazon Prime just turn down the child trafficking movies of Sound of Freedom, one of the most popular movies of the year? They won't post it on Netflix, won't post it on Amazon Prime. Oh no. The Polish further say their country is being destroyed by Khazari Mafia carbon sequestration program covering 75% of their territory. This means the Khazari Mafia can seize without any compensation your house, your flat, your plot, your farmland, and it's located on the land intended for construction of a carbon capture facility. What a bunch of bull that is! A carbon capture facility. They'll build one of their own offices and say it's a carbon captured facility, and any property all around it they will seize. In a sign of just how absurd things have become, Bill Gates has invested in a project to chop down 7 million acres of forest, mostly in the United States. The cut trees will then be burned. Scientists on rich parasites' payroll falsely claim that burying and burning the trees can reduce the fake global warming. I can't make this stuff up, folks. They want to cut all the trees down and say it's to control global warming. I can't make this stuff up. This is from Bill Gates. A total of 1,600 real scientists and professionals from around the world have signed a declaration dismissing the existence of a climate crisis, insisting that carbon dioxide is beneficial to the earth, which it is. Folks, plants need carbon dioxide and animals need oxygen. Hey, plants make oxygen and animals exhale carbon dioxide. That's the way life works. That's the way it is. And they're trying to push these lies, these absurdity. This is getting into idiocracy. We need carbon dioxide for our plants. Our plants need the oxygen. That's what keeps the world going around. This sort of truth-based opposition is causing the Khazari Mafia, this, you know, 1,600 real scientists and professionals from around the world say that carbon dioxide is beneficial to the earth. Thank God for that. This sort of truth-based opposition is causing the Khazari Mafia to switch from global warming to climate change. They got to keep changing the narrative, keep moving the goalposts, keep changing the rules. This midsummer snowstorm in Germany is a sign of this, because they control the weather. Part of the Bush machine is weather control, you know, to make hurricanes and earthquakes and all like that. One theory is that weather manipulation attempts by the United Nations and the Bush team is trying to make it hotter by steering colder weather up north, and is now bouncing back. Because when you push it away from one area, it pushes it into another area. So right in the middle of the summer, Germany had a big summer snowstorm when they were trying to make it so hot for us. Well, guess on the opposite side of the planet, directly opposite where Germany is. So they had a snowstorm. You know, you push one system away, another system gets pushed down in another way. So they can't. People, if they just start thinking about what this really means, no one's going to believe their lies and idiocracy anymore. Another well-publicized Khazarian mafia climate change crime is the attack, the direct energy weapon attack on Maui. Note also that for some reason, the Hungarian government has begun providing victims of the Maui direct energy attacks with temporary housing. What has FEMA been doing? Nothing. They've been killing people is what they've been doing. In addition to all these and other climate atrocities, the Khazarian Mafia is still trying to promote a pandemic. Let's not forget Bill Gates' GMO mosquitoes in at least three different places around the world. Didn't Bill Gates invest heavily in malaria vaccines? Hello, everybody. He promoted and put money into malaria vaccines. Now he's launching all the mosquitoes. Didn't malaria and leprosy show up in the U.S. in recent months just out of nowhere? Oh, yeah. Oh, we got a vaccine for malaria and leprosy. Oh, yeah. Now Gates is saying experimental mRNA jabs are just set to replace all the other medicines. All the other medicines. He wants his vaccines to replace all of our medicines. This is all according to Bill Gates and the global elite. With the, you know, WHO, the World Health Organization, they want their vaccines to replace all our medicines. I can't make this stuff up, folks. Are you listening? And they're warning that we will, that we may be forced to do that and take hundreds of the mRNA jabs every year if we wish to participate in society with their whole, you know, smart city, you know, and you have to have a card before you can buy anything, and that has to show that you've had your vaccines. I mean, you know, Bill Gates is likely to fail in this forced vaccination campaign, all thanks to people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Dell Bigtree that keep pushing the anti-vax truth, which is wonderful. So does Dr. Johnny, but hey, you know, I can only tell so much. Vaccines are bad for you, folks. Avoid them like the plague, which they are. That is the new plague these days, is the vaccines. They proved the long-held statement that vaccines don't cause autism, you know. Well, that's completely false. And they forced the CDC to remove the statement from their website. See, the CDC used to have posted on their website, vaccines don't cause autism. Well, thanks to people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Dell Bigtree, the CDC has removed that from their website. The CDC can no longer claim that vaccines do not cause autism. They do. In 1980, autism was 1 in 10,000. In 1980, autism was 1 in 10,000. In 1986, the vaccine industry lost liability and the massive increase in unsafe childhood immunization began. In the 1990s, autism was 1 in 500. 2008, it's 1 in 36 children have autism. 2021, American children will get 72 doses of vaccines, and there are 250 in the pipeline before they even get to high school. They're going to get 250 vaccines. This is increasing the rate of autism, as projected, 1 to 2 in children by 2030. Half of the children will be autistic in 2030 with this current vaccine-mandated trend. If you want to peek into the minds of the Kasseri Mafia who do such things, listen to the World Economic Forum agent Yuval Noah Harari say, "What do we need humans for?" He said, I quote, this is what he said at the World Economic Forum meeting. He said, "What do we need humans for? At the moment, our best solution is to keep them happy with drugs and computer games." Despite their arrogance, enough people are now awake to these monsters that can no longer safely appear in public. That's a fact, folks. That is a fact. And I'm telling you, I've been trying to give you the lowdown on this show. Some of you may have been startled on my shows as to really, you know, did Johnny really mean that? Really, is that really going on? And as time goes on, many, many people have been listening to my show. They go, "No, I'll tune your show in every Sunday because your show, I get the facts. I may not like it at first, but I get the facts. And it always turns out to be true, Johnny." I've heard that numerous times, folks. Numerous times. It shocked me, but everything you said has turned out to be true. So I just don't report it unless I know it's true. But many people are just unaware of what truth is out there, what is going on, what's really going on. As more stuff starts to unfold, they're starting to see how bad these people, these Kasseri Mafia people are. It's from the old Hun, you know, the Khan Dynasty, Genghis Khan, Kublai Khan. That's where the Kasseri Mafia originally came from. They conquered and plundered. They just killed everybody in their path. They'd rape women and just kill them. You know? They just kill everybody. That's how Genghis Khan had such an empire. So it went all the way to Eastern Europe, you know, which included Ukraine and Kasseria. And so that's where the Kasseri Mafia came from, was from the old Kublai Khan and Genghis Khan conquerors that were ruthless. They were the most ruthless people that ever reigned on the earth. They were just horrible. Now, folks, I want to tell you, I'm not going to be on next Sunday's show. And I had second thoughts about doing my show on Sunday, but, you know, I've switched networks because I've been kicked off. I was once on Voice America. Well, they kicked me off for telling the truth. Then I was on Republic Broadcasting Network. They kicked me off because I was telling the truth. And each time is like a couple years at a time. And somewhere down the line, I get enough hecklers that come in and bug them. "Oh, man, this Dr. Johnny, he's full of crap. You know, he's telling this and that. That's, you know, Pete, you know, that's really making us upset." And I remember they're calling Statmiller all the time about complaining about me because they didn't like hearing certain things. And it's always about a deep state revelation. So these are deep state plants that all they do is go around and hassle people like they hassle me in my own meetings. See, I used to do meetings and speeches all the time, but I quit 10 years ago. I got so tired of being heckled at the speeches, you know, like in Pensacola. I gave lots of speeches in Pensacola, and Navy's on one side in khaki, and Air Force is on the other side of the audience in blue, you know, dressed in light blue, you know, blue pants and light blue shirts. And I'd always get a heckler. I remember I gave one speech about termination seeds, you know, GMOs. Oh, man, they heckle. Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with GMO. And they come up there and heckle me and everything. And I said, well, if you really want to explain it, come up to the micro. Oh, no, 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 no. And these were all deep state plants. So coming on to this Revolution Radio, I weighed heavily about doing a show on Sunday. Sunday's the only time I could really do the show at an hour that was really right for my students and patients. They had an opening at 3 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon on Sunday. So I said, okay, I'll choose that time. Because I figured many of my patients, they'd be out of church, and they're home relaxing, and they could hear the show. Because this show is for my patients and for my students at the Master Survivor University. That's really what this show is all about. Before, in the early days, I only did stuff on health in the Master Survivor program. And, you know, like in Voice of America, the name of my show was The Delirious Cure. And so, you know, Johnny, with the host, Johnny Delirious, you know. And, they got heckled and harassed about me doing shows. And then I moved to Republic Broadcasting, and they hassled John Stattmuller to the point to where John Stattmuller actually called me up. And he said, Johnny, I can't use you anymore. Clunk. And I'm like, well, gee. That's just as fast as I came in, because somebody left an opening, and he said, you know, well, we got an opening. If you want to do the show, go ahead. Boom. So I did the show, and I did it for about 2 years. And not only that, but whenever he couldn't make his show, I'd sit in for John Stattmuller and host his show for him. Nobody else would do that, but the network, and you check with them, they could call Dr. Johnny, and each and every time I would host Stattmuller's show, because I would say, hey, no, he put me in. I'm really grateful for John, so I'll help him any way I can, if I can host his show. So they knew, the board ops knew, they could count on Johnny if nobody else would do it. So I hosted many of his shows, because nobody else would do it for him. I have no hard feelings, John Stattmuller. God rest his soul. He's in the happy hunting grounds right now. I have no hard feelings at all about him. But I really thought hard about doing my show on Sunday again. But I said, well, if I do in the afternoon at 3 o'clock, that's the one time that, you know, my patients would be home and they could relax and they could hear my show. And I thought about it and grappled with the decision. And I finally made the move to this Revolution Radio Network, which is a wonderful network. I love them. They're great people. And to do my show on Sunday. But just know this. I truly felt that after caring so diligently for all our earthly concerns and just looking at the whole world as it is all week and how we, you know, work all week and, you know, to get the jobs done that we got to do. And, you know, we need a day of care, you know, to rest our souls. After 6 days of all the worry at work and of the world, we need a day of heaven where we can get and set aside the cares of the world and connect with God and remind ourselves of what reality and what it really is, you know. And most of my listeners, you know, they believe in God. I've got a few atheists out there, but that's okay. And I really hope that my show does not interfere with any of that connection with God and your Sunday. A world without a Sabbath would be like a person without a smile. like a summer without flowers, like a homestead without a garden. It's the most joyous day of the whole week, and that's why I wanted really to do my show, because this is a joyous day, and I try as much as I can to give you honest reporting, not hopium, honest reporting that has hope, that has truth, that all of it's 100% true. It brings together the real full meaning of the Master Survivor Program and the Master Survivor University, which the tagline is, no one has to suffer. Dr. Johnny is all about enhancing everything we can to build a better life for ourselves. I am about solutions and harmony. That is what it's all about. You look at my seal, it's got, you know, all the quotes from Hippocrates that says, treat often, cure sometimes, always comfort. That's what Hippocrates said. That's on my seal. Some people are worried because I have the, you know, the caduceus. Well, I also have the picture of Hippocrates right there with his quotes. First, do no harm. Treat often. Cure sometimes. Always comfort. That's what Hippocrates says. That's what Dr. Johnny's all about. I'm here to continue Hippocrates' legacy. That is the crux and the center of the Master Survivor Program. Then the main part of the Master Survivor Program that I use for my patients is the hair tissue mineral analysis from the Trace Elements Laboratory in North Dallas to find the right food to balance all the minerals in your cells. This valuable diagnostic shows the foods to avoid and the foods to increase on to get the minerals balanced in all 70 trillion of your cells. The HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, shows the levels of heavy toxic metals, trace elements, and the sum of a variety of over 37 different elements or minerals and their activity in our body. This is how we know what changes need to be made in your diet and supplement schedule. By following this protocol based on your biochemistry, we have seen many health problems disappear, like water retention, arthritis, diabetes, abnormal weight gain, and yes, bone fragility. Everything seems to get stronger, our skin and bones and our heart. Don't be a victim to bone fragility. Don't be a victim of disease or from the attack of the deep state. This is what it's been like for me for over 38 years being a naturopath and saving people from disease. I've been doing the lab work for over 40 years, but, you know, after 2 or 3 years of doing the lab, I started having my own patients. So it's been about 38 years being a naturopathic doctor. And attack, attack, attack. I never criticize. It just never stops. The criticism and attack. My enemy, the mainstream media, the mainstream medicine field, because my father was a medical doctor, I understand so much about how that works and growing up that I spent many hours as a kid in my dad's clinic inside his laboratory there in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. At an early age, I learned many things about disease, what it looked like viewing blood and urine under the microscope, and what procedures needed to be done in that lab. Since that time in 1997, I took my dad to New Orleans to celebrate his 50-year class reunion with the Tulane Medical School, his class of 1947. I met all the big doctors in his class, some of them very famous like Anton Oxner and Michael DeBakey. I met all the big doctors of his class, and even in the reunion said that one of those quack doctors, you know, my dad said, you know, oh, this is your son. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm studying to be a doctor, too. And my dad said, yeah, he's going to be one of those quack holistic doctors. And they all smiled at me and went on, and they asked me about it and everything, and even then, but they were nice. But even when I was abducted in 1989, they tried to give me a liver transplant in 1992. I mean, they tried to eliminate me with hepatitis. And a horrible tragedy occurred in 2006, losing my wife and son, and the attacks kept going on and on during my speeches and training of the medical doctors. When I did my workshops, I was followed, my phone was tapped, my websites would be hacked, etc., etc. For over 30 years, this went on and on and on, and I'd pray and pray and pray and kept moving forward because I knew helping people to be free of disease was the right thing to do. Each time when it got really bad, God, family, and some of my patients would always help me and save me each and every time, so I could live another day and help many others become a master survivor. And I'm so grateful to my patients. I'm so grateful to my students. I'm so grateful to my listeners who have helped me make it through this fight because they've been attacking me over and over again. When I refused the liver transplant, I was yelled at by the doctor, and they called me delirious, and they shamed me, and then told me I was going to die. And all my family ridiculed me. Everybody who knew me ridiculed me. I would get phone calls in the middle of the night saying, "You're delirious, and you're going to die." Today, with this pandemic, this whole thing they're trying to start all over again, just any lie they can make up, I point out the lies and they don't like it. I see them doing this whole new population, forcing everybody to get the vaccine all over again. The ones that refuse, they get the exact same ridicule they did to me, and they're doing to all the whole population that refuse to follow their draconian, tyrannical orders. They don't want us to live, folks. Get it through your head. They don't want us to be free, and make our own decisions. They don't like us thinking on our own. They want us to be robots and do exactly what they say and take those vaccines. And by the way, give them to your kids too. They need over 260 more of them starting up in the next 5 years. They get 72 now. These kids are required to get 72 vaccines before they're in high school. Imagine that. No wonder half of them are autistic. Are you sensing these days that the American Medical Association and the worldwide pharmaceutical industry does not have your well-being or best interest in mind? Are you censoring and sensing that their goals are more than not to help you get well, it's only for making a profit? Are you sensing that they're truly planning population reduction? If you have any hint in your mind that what I'm saying is true, then join me and become a master survivor. You are not in this fight alone. You have Dr. Johnny, who's been through the ridicule, been through the trials and tribulations, and tested through every attack you can ever imagine, a seasoned fighter to help you become a master survivor. How many will hassle me in my speeches coming up next weekend? I don't know. Come over there and find out in Las Vegas next weekend. I will not be doing a show next weekend on Sunday. If you want to become a master survivor, you can participate in one of three ways, or all three ways. Number one, do the full master survivor program. One and two, it's listed right there on my website. Go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the master survivor program and get your mind and your body under your control. It's less than $600. Number two, be an avid listener of the Master Survivor Show every Sunday and catch any of my back shows you're missing right here on my website, themastersurvivor.com. And scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Show. You can catch any of the back shows you missed. Or number three, become a Master Survivor doctor or Master Survivor healthcare professional right here on my website. Just go to themastersurvivoruniversity.com, which is the full website, themastersurvivoruniversity.com, and click on and scroll down the Master Survivor University. Click on the Master Survivor University and enroll in the first level, which is the apprentice. So tune in every Sunday for the Master Survivor Show Beyond PhD at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time at freedomslips.org, and then click on Studio B to hear Dr. Johnny tell you the truth about the world and provide the tools to help you survive and thrive. In today's environment, our lives are being threatened more than ever. Our food, water, and air are not as clean as they used to be just 40 years ago. Even our mainstream healthcare practitioner system is being questioned. The world needs the Master Survivor Program and the Master Survivor University more than ever. Whether it's your own health or that of a loved one or starting a lucrative new career as a Master Survivor Health Professional, everyone now, for the first time, has a chance to live in the pinnacle of natural health and wellness. For over 40 years, Dr. Johnny has provided the truth and been fighting to bring you the truth and to help achieve natural health and wellness using ancient wisdom that is validated by modern laboratory science. By becoming a Master Survivor, your rate of recovery will always outpace the progression of your disease or discomfort. Survival, peace of mind, and well-being can be yours if you work hard to get it. It's time to take the road less traveled and get your mind and your body under your control. Don't let the mainstream media take you down. Don't let the mainstream tyrannical Khazaria mafia take you down. Because when you're not looking, when you least expect it, you will be shot down just as quick as like ducks in a carnival. Stand up and join Dr. Johnny and start a new life and a new career and become a Master Survivor today. While everyone else in the mainstream field uses radiation, oils, poisons, potions, and lotions, with the Master Survivor Program, you have laboratory tests and science to back up what the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, to find the right food to balance in all your cells. I promote food or botanicals for therapeutic help. Everything is all natural. Ask my patients. They will vouch for me because my patients stick with me through the thick and thin. So I've got some patients that have been with me more than 35 years. And some of them are in their 90s. They just stick with Dr. Johnny. They don't go to doctors. For the second part of the Master Survivor Program, they do follow the three R's from the microbiome laboratories to balance their gut and to keep it balanced, to eliminate candida and to keep candida out. All healing occurs because your body's immunity response gets really strong and you get well and stay well. And we have the human studies where we prove this over and over again. What many people don't realize about the Master Survivor Program is that when you get your minerals and your body's balance, with all the minerals balanced in all your cells, we are more in harmony with the universe of God. Like I said, some of my patients that have been with me so long, they don't believe in God. They're atheists. But they believe in Dr. Johnny. I said, look, when you balance the minerals in your cells, when you get all 30 all 70 trillion of your cells balance with all the minerals, then you're in balance with all the minerals in the universe, because to them, the universe is a big machine. I said, when you're in balance with that machine, you're in harmony. When you're in harmony, you never get sick. It's just that simple. If you believe in God, okay, you believe in God. Great. When you pray and you got all your minerals balanced, your prayers are going to make it straight up to the top. You'll be more in touch with God. If you remember in school, in chemistry class, you saw the periodic table of elements. That is what the whole universe is made of. That's what the whole everything is made of. That's God's creation. The Bible says we are made in God's image, so you have to remember that we are the microcosm of the macrocosm. We are just one small part of the whole. So when we follow the diet and supplement schedule of the HTMA, that hair tissue mineral analysis, and we follow the Master Survivor Program, get our gut balance and our mineral balance, minerals are balanced in all our cells, and our guts balanced. We are truly in harmony with God and the universe. Our prayers will be more directly connected to the universal life stream, and God and the angels will hear our prayers directly. This viable diagnostic from both laboratories that I work with, getting the 3 R's total gut restoration kit and the HTMA, that's the hair tissue mineral analysis, shows the foods to avoid and the foods to increase on, and gets all the minerals balanced in all 70 trillion of your cells. The HTMA shows the levels of heavy toxic metals, trace elements, and the activity of 37 different minerals. This is how we know what changes need to be done in your diet and supplement schedule. By following this protocol based on your biochemistry, we have seen so many health problems disappear. Water retention, weight gain, just to name a few. Our bodies and our temples are temples of God and temples of this universe. Keep it in harmony and facilitate good health and well-being. Go to themastersurvivor.com and order your HTMA today. Get number 2 and get the total gut restoration kit and become a master survivor. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my 3rd annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health,
and freedom.